a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City.
Good afternoon. KSL News time is 12 o'clock. Today is Thursday, September 9th. This is Utah's New News, and I'm Lindsay Ertz in for Maria Chaleos. It's sunny in downtown Salt Lake City right now and 82 degrees.
Crews clearing a hazmat spill on I-80. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour, police in Grand County are finding more evidence in the murder case of a married couple in Moab. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live now with the latest. Paul?
Well, we knew the officers had already found a Kia Sorento that belonged to Crystal Turner and Kylan Schulte near the campsite where the bodies were found, but the search warrants state that they also found a Ford Econoline van that was registered under their name. That was found in a McDonald's parking lot, and police reportedly found things like a black journal with newspaper clippings, a scale that tested positive for marijuana residue, and several pills. They also found a storage unit that was primarily used by the couple, and in there, they found drug paraphernalia, two bags of what appeared to be cocaine, a tablet, and six smartphones. The warrant also says that the women had gunshot wounds to the back, sides, and front. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Paul. There was another big human trafficking bust in Utah this week. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has details.
Three people are in jail and several female victims rescued from massage parlors across northern Utah. That's according to a statement issued by the state attorney general. The office says this was a five-month-long investigation into massage parlors in Utah and Salt Lake counties, which were decoys for sex trafficking. The women were allegedly told they had legitimate jobs in the Beehive State, but were then forced into sex work once they arrived. The statement says multiple law enforcement agencies known as Secure Strike Force helped bring down the criminal enterprise, and the victims are receiving medical care and shelter. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Around 200 more people left Afghanistan today. The flight to Doha included several Americans and those of other nationalities. It was the first mass evacuation since the U.S. withdrew at the end of August. Other people who were given permission to leave also included people from the U.K., Italy, the Netherlands, Ukraine, Canada, and Germany. Despite those 200 people being evacuated, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the new Taliban government is just more of the same.
The Taliban won't achieve international legitimacy in Afghanistan if they harbor terrorists. That's according to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, speaking to reporters before leaving Kuwait.
The whole community is kind of watching to see what happens and whether or not Al-Qaeda has the ability to regenerate in Afghanistan. You know, we put the Taliban on notice that that we expect for them to not allow that to happen.
In order to govern, Austin says, the Taliban will need resources and respect, and they won't get either if Al-Qaeda is allowed to operate. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A Utah Marine killed in a bombing at the Kabul airport has been awarded the Purple Heart. Staff Sergeant Taylor Hoover was one of 13 service members killed in that attack. Each is now being awarded the Purple Heart posthumously. It's the oldest military award still presented to American service members who are killed or injured in action. Today marks the start of a three-day free event in Weber County to commemorate 20 years since the 9/11 attacks. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt reports.
Weber Remembers features an interactive 9/11 exhibit at the Weber Fairgrounds today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Then sunrise ceremonies at three fire stations Saturday morning at the same local time when the first plane hit the North Tower of the World Trade Center. Later that afternoon, there's a motorcycle ride from Salt Lake City to Ogden Amphitheater for a ceremony honoring firefighters.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News will be brought broadcasting live today from Weber Remembers at the Weber Fairgrounds from 3 to 7. A small county in Washington state says it has too many bodies at the morgue to handle. ABC's Alex Stone reports it's because of an increase in COVID.
The morgue in Cowlitz County, Washington, in the southwest part of the state, can hold 10 bodies. On Wednesday, it had 18 and growing. Now, Cowlitz County Coroner Dr. Tim Davidson is declaring an emergency, and the county has okayed him to bring in refrigerated trucks.
For about the last week, we've had a surge of COVID-related deaths coming out of the hospital here at St. John's.
He says he's never seen anything like the COVID deaths he's witnessing now. His small staff is working 24/7 to process bodies. Alex Stone, ABC News.
President Biden is set to sign an executive order requiring most federal employees to get a COVID vaccine. The order would not provide the option of regular testing. The president is set to speak about the order around 3 o'clock this afternoon. A new report shows we can expect a slowdown in Utah's economy this fall. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has more.
A report from the Eccles School of Business at the University of Utah is predicting an economic slowdown in Utah based on a survey of 500 households. KSL.com reports those households are expected to decrease their spending by 4% over the next several months. Uncertainty over COVID-19 and lower consumer demand are among the reasons. Businesses are also reporting difficulty in hiring workers with the right skills for many of their open positions, while about a quarter of workers say they've thought about quitting their present jobs. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, doctors and nurses at Primary Children's Hospital say the number of children being hospitalized keeps creeping up, and we'll hear from a nurse who treats kids at the hospital coming up, and a look at your noontime drive.
Crews continue to work on cleaning up a hazmat spill westbound I-80 at 5600 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:06.
Your daytime companions.
President Biden, though, finally addressing the catastrophe.
He placed the blame on the Afghan army.
Is the U.S. able to be firm and decisive?
Those are the things that are really unnerving.
KSL has news all morning
and the analysis and depth you love during the day.
Just tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio.
Are your golden years proving not to be so golden? Retirement income isn't stretching quite as far as it used to. Life happens. Job loss, loss of spouse, reduction of income, divorce, unexpected expenses. For most, your home just may be your single largest retirement resource that's not being utilized. You spend years of your hard-earned money paying down the mortgage. Maybe it's time to use your home to pay you back. We've all heard of reverse mortgages, but have you heard of today's new reverse mortgage? There have been drastic changes to the reverse mortgage program over the years, and it's more viable than ever. Talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom and discuss your best options for you. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they specialize in is reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. Or online at reversefreedom.com. NMLS ID 1382816.
This is a classic good news, bad news scenario. The bad news is the Labor Day weekend is now over, but the good news is the Labor Day promotion at IntelliBed is not over. It continues on through Monday, September 20th at the Fashion Place, University Place in Orem, Riverdale next to Olive Garden, and in Logan. And of course, the great, great deal is available when you call 888-435-2339 or go to IntelliBed.com. This is an opportunity for you to save up to $1,500 on the IntelliBed that you have been wanting. The Labor Day sale has been continued at all of the IntelliBed stores. Don't miss your chance to really find out what the gel matrix is all about and why you can sleep firm and soft at the same time. Save up to $1,500 on your IntelliBed now at your IntelliBed store.
Celebrate General RV's Tour de Fans. Unrivaled broadcast 7 to 9 at the Marriott Center. Get up to $5 off your spectacular tickets with code SPECTACULAR. Visit BYUtickets.com for restrictions.
Recapping our top local story this half hour, unsealed search warrants show two women killed near Moab last month were shot in the back, sides, and chest. The Grant County Sheriff's Office has filed a search warrant for the couple's car, and they found their van in a McDonald's parking lot. KSL News Time is 12:08. Doctors and nurses at Primary Children's Hospital are pleading with people to get vaccinated and have kids mask up in schools. Nurse Jacob Farron says kids can get critically sick with COVID and parents can help slow the spread.
Now, at this point in the pandemic, we are seeing an increase of patients with all respiratory viruses and with all of the standard respiratory season stuff, and we're seeing an increase in COVID patients. The pediatric side is not like the adult side where we're getting overwhelmed by strictly COVID patients, but we are seeing an increase. And we're also seeing a number of kids that have multiple viruses. So they'll have rhinovirus, they'll have adenovirus, and they'll have COVID on top of that.
Farron says other than breathing problems, kids who end up in the hospital often deal with intense inflammation throughout their body as the immune system tries to fight off the virus.
When they're in that isolation, they're in a room by themselves, and we can't let the kid leave the room. We can't let the family come and go as they please. And it's a struggle.
Farron says losing a child to COVID doesn't happen very often, but when it does, it's devastating. He says numbers around the country show in the areas where there's high vaccination rates among adults, fewer kids get sick as well. Turning now to traffic and weather together, Ricky Meese is in our KSL Traffic Center.
Good afternoon, Lindsay. We are looking at a delay-free drive on I-15 both directions in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. Most of the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways also in good shape. However, we still have crews working to clean up a hazmat spill westbound I-80 at 5600 West, and they should be near getting that completely cleaned up. We do have an accident at 1000 West at about 3400 South, and an auto versus pedestrian crash with possible injuries about 2300 South between 200 and 300 West. Don't miss the Extreme Bulls Last Chance coming to Nephi, Utah, September 30th. See top competitors as they ride the meanest high-flying bulls around. UteStampedeRodeo.com. UteStampedeRodeo.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And Grant Wayman has our 7-day forecast.
Soaring up to 96 degrees this afternoon. Going to be a record if we get to that point, so very warm today. Tomorrow, we're looking for partly cloudy skies, but scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. And tomorrow's high up to 92. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now it is 82 degrees and sunny in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's Noon News, part three of our Suicide Prevention Week special focuses on those at risk for suicide getting the help they need. We'll go in depth next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Are you tired from managing screen time? It's time to unplug from distractions and plug into your family. It begins at the premier RV event of the year, September 16th through the 19th. It's the Utah RV Super Show at the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy. See new 2022 year models and special closeout deals on 2021 models. Bring a can of food for the Utah Food Bank and receive $1 off an adult admission for each can donated, up to half off. Visit UtahRVSuperShow.com.
We'd like to interrupt this questionably early holiday music to announce Duluth Trading Company is hiring seasonal helpers. Work in our distribution center and earn between $17 and $23 an hour, plus a generous discount on workwear and gear. Apply at DuluthTrading.com or text Duluth Careers to 97211. And now, back to unseasonably early sounds.
Are you one of the millions of homeowners who haven't refinanced yet? If so, I'm here to tell you it's not too late. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial. Although the lowest rates may be in our rearview mirror, as the economy recovers from the biggest economic shock of our lifetime, rates still remain near historic lows. In fact, with the dramatic increase in home values, this may be the perfect time to put that new home equity to work. Take advantage of our cash-out refi program and pay off high-rate credit cards, car loans, or other high-interest rate debt. Or finally make those home improvements you put on hold for so long. Best of all, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right. Whether it's a conventional, FHA, or VA loan, we'll pay for your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Zero Res is here to get you on track to an A-plus in carpet cleanliness. Their patented process leaves zero dirt-attracting residue behind, keeping your carpets cleaner longer. Schedule your cleaning today. Zero Res Carpet Cleaning.
And don't forget to download the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by PC Laptops. KSL News Time, 12:14. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
multiple law enforcement agencies in Utah banded together to form Secure Strike Force. The Attorney General's office says they brought down a sex trafficking ring operating in northern Utah. I'm KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly.
Second, police in Grand County are finding more evidence in the murder case of a married couple in Moab. The search warrant says the couple was shot in the back, sides, and chest. And third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Cleanup continues. They've almost got it wrapped up with a hazmat spill. This is westbound I-80 at the ramp at 5600 West. Also, an auto pedestrian crash with possible injuries, 2300 South, just to the side of 300 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Record heat today at the 96. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now it is 82 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City, and time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Biden expected to address the wave of COVID cases in states later today and the next phase to combat the Delta variant. That includes getting more Americans vaccinated. The White House today, Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the president will issue an executive order for all federal workers to get vaccinated.
The task force, the interagency task force, will provide a ramp-up period, and we expect federal employees will have about 75 days to be fully vaccinated.
Idaho is one state with low vaccination rates, and healthcare workers have activated crisis care. Corey Albee is a critical care nurse at St. Alphonsus Regional Medical Center in Boise and tells ABC News patients are younger and getting sicker faster.
Our COVID patients are younger now than they were 18 months ago. We intubated a 20-year-old kid last week. I've got lots of patients in their 30s, in their 40s, in their 50s. And almost every single one of them is unvaccinated.
The White House also confirming the first passenger flight from Kabul since the U.S. withdrew forces last month landed in Doha, Qatar, moments ago with international evacuees on board, including Americans. The U.S. now working through diplomatic channels to get the new interim Taliban government to allow more flights for roughly 100 Americans who want to leave. ABC News has learned the White House is withdrawing President Biden's nominee for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and explosives.
David Chipman's nomination fired up Republican critics and members of the National Rifle Association, in part because he currently serves as a policy advisor to a gun control advocacy group. The White House defended Chipman through it all, saying the president, quote, felt quite confident in Chipman's qualifications and ability to lead the agency. Chipman worked for the ATF for 20 years. He faced a tough battle for confirmation in the Senate when some Democrats wouldn't say whether they would support him. Faith Abube, ABC News, Washington.
You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth.
National Suicide Prevention Week.
In-depth coverage
on KSL News Radio.
A big issue for those at risk of suicide is asking for help, but there seems to be less of a stigma around getting help. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has part three of our series on suicide prevention.
For young people especially, easing the burden of coming back to school and going forward is an important part of suicide prevention. McKinley Withers, who oversees prevention programs in the Jordan School District, says Hope Squads and other peer groups in the schools are showing the way.
So they'll do Hope Walks and Hope Week, and just to encourage that kind of behavior and make it okay.
Withers says there's also a generational change in the way young people see mental health care.
Kids these days are much better at getting help than those of previous years.
There's also a growing acceptance among employers and health insurance companies of mental health care and crisis intervention. And that's a hopeful trend for Michael Staley, who tracks suicides and suicide attempts for the state medical examiner's office.
I think we're slowly chipping away at that stigma that's kept suicide
behind closed doors and in the shadows for so many years.
Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
If you or somebody you know is contemplating suicide, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline provides 24-hour support at 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255. Turning now to traffic, Ricky Meese, how's it going today?
It's going pretty well on I-15. We have a good drive there, both directions between Ogden and Provo. Most of the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways also in good shape. We have the final wrap-up of the earlier hazmat spill, westbound I-80 at 5600 West. The auto pedestrian crash has been upgraded. The address now is being reported at 33rd South, not 2300 South, but 3300 South at about 250 West. Also an accident in South Salt Lake, 10th West, 3400 South. It's here. The K-Slot sale at Macy's is on this week. Buy in bulk for big savings and fill your pantry with deals by the dozen throughout the store. Macy's, happy shopping. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And Grant Wayman, and now with our 7-day forecast.
Sunshine, we're heating up to 96 degrees for today. That'd be a record if we get there. Tomorrow, 92. Partly cloudy skies, but scattered thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon. And then storms likely Friday night into Saturday. Saturday's high, only 85 degrees. Sun comes out on Sunday, we're up to 86. Then it stays nice after that. Sunshine on Monday, 85, 84. The high Tuesday with more sunshine. And then only 83 with sunshine on Wednesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now it is a sunny 82 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. The demand for air travel has all but evaporated. We'll take a look at your money news next.
Whether you're going on vacation or getting groceries, if you don't make a list, chances are you will forget something. The same is true in retirement. If you want to make sure you haven't overlooked anything, Mike Stevens at Capital Wealth Advisors can help. Mike has a checklist to help you find out if you are on the right track for retirement. Take the checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes on the list with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Capital Wealth Advisors can help you address any potential costly mistakes. For the free checklist, go to retireutah.com. That's retireutah.com. See if you've got it right. Take Mike Stevens at Capital Wealth Advisors Checklist Challenge today. Get it at retireutah.com. And for more on retirement planning, tune into Mike's radio show, Retire Utah Radio, Saturday mornings at 5. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Capital Wealth Advisors, LLC, a state of Utah registered investment advisor. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Life has taught you many lessons, like not to put off the important stuff. Spending quality time with your family. Asking your uncle to share stories from the old days. Telling your spouse that you love them. Cigna wants you to know the same goes for your annual checkup. Yearly preventative care and screenings can help detect health issues before they become bigger and more difficult to treat. With doctor's offices keeping things safe, it's a great time to call and make that appointment. It's also a great time to stay connected with those important people in your life. But if you're having trouble getting back out there or not feeling like yourself, that's something you can talk to your doctor about. Hug your family today and schedule your annual checkup today, because life has taught you well.
Benefit options vary by plan and service area. Contact the plan for details and availability of these services. You must reside in the plan service area. Cigna is contract with Medicare for PDP plans, HMO and PPO plans in select states, and with select state Medicaid programs. Enrollment in Cigna depends on contract renewal.
Ready to party like it's 1999? Get any new or used car at Volkswagen Southtown for only $99 a month for the first 3 months. You'll be the life of the party in any of our five SUVs. The safe, stylish 7-seater Atlas supports large families comfortably on everything from road trips to carpool duty. The ID4 electric vehicle is ideal for the cutting-edge driver who wants a car as smart as they are. Do you want the power and size of an Atlas, but not so many seats? That's what the Atlas Cross Sport is for. Are you a perfect mix of responsibility and thrill-seeking? Well, so is the Tiguan. And our Taos has the tech of an upscale SUV, but the price point for a first-time buyer. Upgrade today and we'll buy your car for its original base MSRP, deducting only for mileage, manufacturer's incentives, and damage. With five SUVs to choose from, our MSRP vehicle exchange and $99 payments, there's no reason to wait. Party like it's 1999 at Volkswagen Southtown. Get to VWSouthtown.com.
Financing through VCIOAC. See dealer for details.
If you've been holding off buying a suit, now's the time at Mr. Mac. Get the right suit at the right price for any occasion. Check our locations online at MrMac.com.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Are you thinking about buying medicine online? A search for online pharmacies yields more than 20 million results. But which ones can you trust? Medicines bought from unlicensed online pharmacies can be dangerous. You may get a fake drug, your condition may get worse, or you may experience a bad reaction. Don't put your health at risk. To learn how to find an online pharmacy that's safe and legal, visit fda.gov/besaferx. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
KSL News Time, 1224. North Korean media has released new images of dictator Kim Jong-un, and he's looking very slim.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un had already visibly lost weight when he was photographed earlier this year. But new images show the leader even slimmer while at a parade celebrating the nation's creation. The drastic change in his appearance prompting questions about whether the weight loss is intentional or the result of some medical issue. North Korean state media even running a quote at one point from a citizen expressing concern about Kim Jong-un's emaciated appearance. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
And we're watching Utah's Money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. U.S. Airlines reports demand for their seats has disappeared as COVID fears rise in the country.
Just about every U.S. airline is telling regulators now that travel demand has dried up over COVID variant fears. What was red hot is now cold. United's Andrew Nocella telling an investor conference the drop comes from fears about the Delta variant, with passengers canceling their trips.
Supply is just outrun demand, and that's it's really difficult to catch back up.
Also, fall is typically a big time for business travel, and so many people are still working remotely. That demand isn't there. It does mean there are some really cheap tickets available right now for travel during the fall. Alex Stone, ABC News.
KSL Drives. Ford is going to give up making cars in India. The carmaker will close both its plants in the country after running up operating losses over $2 billion in the past decade. Facebook and Ray-Ban are releasing their smart glasses today. The nearly $300 glasses look like your standard Ray-Bans, but they'll be able to capture video and photos, play sound without headphones, and allow you to take phone calls. And your money at this moment, markets are all down. The Dow sitting down 127 points right now to 34,903. The S&P is down 13, nearly 14 points, and the NASDAQ is off almost 8 points. Could Utah's desert be the home of a futuristic, eco-friendly city built by a billionaire?
Mark Lohr used to be the president of Walmart, but instead of finding ways to lower prices, he's currently focused on building a $400 billion city in the desert called Tolosa. In a promotional video, the city has futuristic-looking skyscrapers and waterways.
What we're trying to do is combine sort of the best of different cities in the world and bring it together.
The city will be designed to use sustainable energy, drought-resistant water systems, and the streets will focus on bikes, pedestrians, and slow-moving autonomous vehicles. The website also says that Utah is among the potential locations being considered. Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
At KSL, we're watching out for every road, bridge, construction site, and interstate highway to keep you moving. Get triple team traffic every 10 minutes on the nines.
Mornings and afternoons.
On KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
At Wheatland Seed, we believe in providing our customers real food for a better life. Foods that are powerfully nutritious and that connect you to the natural world. Foods that give you peace of mind, knowing they were grown by family farmers, most in northern Utah and Idaho. Knowing your food storage is carefully packed with a resealable Mylar liner, providing a shelf life up to 25 years. And knowing your foods have been lab tested to verify they are pure and chemical free. At Wheatland Seed, we love what we do, serving our customers real food for a better life. Our fall stock-up sale is going on now. For best prices, order online with store pickup at wheatlandseed.com. That's wheatlandseed.com.
Traffic and weather together. Let's go to Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, crews are still working on this auto pedestrian crash. Possible injuries, 33rd South at about 250 West. Now, for those who are on the Valley freeways, you do have a good drive with no accidents and no delays. Take control of your financial future at the Women in the Money Utah Financial Empowerment Conference, Friday, October 8th, in person and online. Limited seating available. Register today at womeninthemoney.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And here's Grant Wayman with our 7-day forecast.
Very hot day along the Wasatch Front for at least one more day, and then it's going to tone down here. But we could hit a record high today if we get up to 96 degrees and lots of sunshine. It'll cool off in the evening, though, and then tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, afternoon thunderstorms. And tomorrow's high 92. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now it is 82 and sunny in downtown Salt Lake City. Seeing a little bit of haze out there as we're still dealing with some of those smoky skies again. Today's high will be 96, could set a record for today.
Utah's noon news with Maria Chaleos. Listen on the KSL News Radio app.
Brought to you by PC Laptops
at 102.7 FM.
And good afternoon. KSL News time is 12:30. I am Lindsay Ertz in for Maria Chaleos this afternoon. The new Salt Lake City superintendent says he can't enforce a mask mandate in schools without calling the cops. And as KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly reports, he doesn't think misbehavior means a crime.
Superintendent Timothy Gadsden says the schools have done everything they can to get kids to wear masks in the classroom. So the only thing left is to call police if they don't comply. The statement was made at this week's Salt Lake City School District's Board of Education meeting. But board member Catherine Kennedy offered another option. Remove students from class who refuse to wear a mask and put them in a separate room. Kennedy says it's the best way to protect high-risk students who are vulnerable to COVID-19 and continue in-person learning. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. The federal government is taking a step to challenge the controversial abortion law in Texas. ABC's Rachel Scott has the details.
It is the most restrictive abortion law in the nation, and the Biden administration has been under immense pressure to do something about it. The attorney general said that he would be looking into every possible option to challenge this law. And this morning, we are learning the Justice Department is expected to sue the state of Texas.
This lawsuit will reportedly argue that the law goes against federal interests. E-cigarette regulation could be on the docket today. The FDA could release its guidelines for their regulation. ABC's Faith Abube has more.
The major decision could affect whether the products popular among teenagers can stay on the market at all. The latest CDC data shows about 1 in 5 high school students used e-cigarettes in 2020. The FDA is currently reviewing about 6.5 million applications from companies looking to continue selling the product. But just last month, the agency banned the sale of more than 55,000 flavored electronic cigarettes, public health concerns. The FDA announcement on whether to ban the high nicotine products altogether is expected Thursday afternoon. Faith Abube, ABC News, Washington.
Three people have been arrested and charged with stealing the identities of three people who died in the Surfside, Florida condo collapse. Reuters reports the suspects are accused of stealing the personal IDs of at least 7 victims of the collapse and using the identities to obtain credit cards and make fraudulent transactions of up to $50,000. The New Orleans French Quarter is starting to look more normal. ABC's Jim Ryan says the city has nearly all of its power back on.
Entergy, the main power company for Southeast Louisiana, said its goal was to have 90% of New Orleans electricity, knocked out by Hurricane Ida, back on by last night. But south and west of the city, closer to the point of landfall, the situation is dire. In Terrebonne, Lafourche, and St. Charles parishes, more than 90% of the power is still off.
Meantime, 7 nursing homes in the New Orleans area have been shut down, and their owner is facing a class action lawsuit because of how they evacuated more than 800 elderly residents before the hurricane. From hurricanes to fire, the huge Calder Fire in California has burned through a historic site in the Sierras where 3 members of the Mormon Battalion are buried. KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas reports.
The 3 battalion members were on their way to Utah when they were murdered and buried at the place now called Tragedy Spring in 1848. Jonathan Pierce from Cal Fire was able to get into the area and take a look at the damage yesterday.
It was a crown fire in there, which is a pretty severe fire. And the fire got up into the trees, so
Most of the trees were already dead. A lot of the trees that still had green foliage will probably die.
The Tragedy Springs site had already been damaged by a big windstorm earlier this year that blew down several large trees. Volunteers had been working to repair it. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Moderna is working on a single-dose vaccine that not only gets you a booster against COVID, but also the flu. The company hopes to add vaccines like RSV and other respiratory diseases in the yearly shot. Moderna shares rose on the news. New research finds over half of all frontline healthcare workers have a mental health disorder because of the pandemic. Huntsman Mental Health Institute Dr. Andrew Smith tells David Ujanovic things looked better in May.
And this Delta variant has sort of added salt to a wound that wasn't quite closed yet. And that's what we're really seeing.
Dr. Smith says if the public is really tired of this pandemic, they need to mask up and get vaccinated. Utah's 100 deadliest days sadly lived up to its reputation this summer. KSL News Radio's Mark Juke explains.
Just over 100 days between Memorial Day and Labor Day, and just over 100 deaths. The Utah Department of Transportation says many accidents involved distracted drivers, some involving those who were driving too fast, and others involved impaired drivers. The largest toll from a single incident, a pileup in late July on Interstate 15, when a sudden dust storm blew over the freeway.
Year-to-date, more than 200 people have died on Utah's highways. Coming up on KSL, Boyd Matheson talking about 9/11 and the withdrawal from Afghanistan. We'll talk to him next and a look at your noontime drive.
Delay-free on I-15, but cleanup of an auto pedestrian crash 33rd South at about 250 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:35.
A challenge each afternoon to think again.
The White House, of course, believes it has a lot of leverage with the Taliban, but that's not what the Taliban's worried about. The Taliban saying is, we don't think you have the will.
Join and expanded inside sources from 1 to 3. Tell Alexa. Play KSL News Radio.
From director Clint Eastwood.
I used to be a cowboy a long time ago. I kind of went on a rampage being crazy. This macho thing is overrated. It's like anything else in life. You think you got all the answers, and you realize you don't have any of them. But I'm trying to change all that. Get my life back.
Clint Eastwood, Cry Macho, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters everywhere and streaming on HBO Max, September 17th.
This is Governor Spencer Cox. Right now, we're facing our state's worst drought on record. If we continue to drain our water supplies at the current rate, we won't have enough for our future needs. So I want to thank the residents, businesses, and other institutions that have taken steps to slow the flow. Utah, now's the time to unite in our effort to water less. Please visit slowtheflow.org today to learn ways that you can take action.
If you see a traffic accident and it's safe for you to text, alert us at 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
And recapping our top local story this half hour. Excuse me, let me get to the right page here on my script. Salt Lake City's new superintendent says he can't enforce the mask mandate in school unless he calls police. And now he doesn't want to make a crime out of what he calls misbehavior. KSL News Time is 12:36. We're just 2 days away from the 20th anniversary of 9/11, and the U.S. involvement in Afghanistan is drawing to a close. Joining me now, Inside Sources host Boyd Matheson. Boyd, some Utahns hosting a panel on the exit from Afghanistan tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. Up at the University of Utah, the School of Law will host both a in-person and online event tomorrow. And we'll be featuring Professor Amos Giora from the University of Utah. He's going to join us on our program today. But it's really an interesting panel in terms of looking back and looking at kind of the lessons learned. What we didn't learn, I think, is probably the bigger thing. I had one military advisor say that this wasn't a 20-year war. It was a one-year war repeated 20 times, really stating that the U.S. has not figured out how to interact with the Middle East and that part of the world, that often what we think people will automatically do based on values or beliefs or systems, and it's just not the case. And so really getting out of that kind of narcissistic view, worldview, that everyone will respond to the U.S. the way we think they will, and really having a more compassionate approach, going to be a fascinating discussion tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. And I know some service members sort of felt like at the time, as we were withdrawing troops from Afghanistan, they felt like, okay, well, I was over there for so long. Many people died in this war, and they sort of felt, you know, we aired some of them here on KSL News Radio, that what did it mean?
What did it mean?
Yeah.
And there are a lot of those questions that I think will continue to linger. I think one of the most important things that we haven't talked enough about is, you know, you had a 20-year period where the women of Afghanistan were able to be educated. They ran businesses. They were part of the government. They were part of creating the constitution for the country. And I think while we're seeing some horrible things from the Taliban, going back to some of the more Sharia type law from before in terms of women, I think this is going to be a really interesting moment, not just in the days ahead, in the years ahead. Never underestimate the power of an educated woman. We've seen it from the beginning of our country. And I think we are going to see in the decade ahead, we will see women like Rosa Parks and Abigail Adams and others like that who will make a difference in Afghanistan because they've tasted that. They've experienced that. And whether they have to go underground or do it in their homes and out of sight for a while, they will do that. But I would watch the women of Afghanistan. There's great meaning there, and there will be even more meaning, I think, in the years to come.
Do you think it'll ever be not news when women do things?
I hope so. And in Afghanistan, you have to realize where Afghanistan is. Here in the U.S., we should be long past that.
Right, right.
We should be long past that. But in Afghanistan, I think it will be the women that will ultimately move that nation.
Yeah, that is a really interesting conversation. Boyd Matheson, of course, Inside Sources, 1 to 3 every weekday here on KSL News Radio. Thank you, Boyd. Turning now to Utah's roads, Ricky Meese, how's it looking out there?
We still have the cleanup of the earlier crash, possible injuries involving a pedestrian, 3300 South at about 250 West, but that is in the final cleanup stages. We're now starting to see a little bit of backup on I-80 going westbound between Bangor and 5600 West, where we've had that hazmat spill at the exit ramp, and crews are still on the scene. But overall, that's the only spot of delay that I'm seeing right now on your Salt Lake County freeways or on I-15 in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. Having trouble reading? The Utah State Library Program for the Blind and Disabled has thousands of large print and audiobook titles available. Go to blindlibrary.utah.gov. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And Grant Wayman now has our 7-day forecast.
Very hot today, but it starts to tone down tomorrow. We're up to 96 this afternoon. That'd be a record if we get there, and lots of sunshine. It's very warm. Cooling off this evening, though, and then partly cloudy skies, 92 the high tomorrow, with scattered thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon and evening. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it is sunny and 82 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And we do have a bit of breaking news here on KSL News Radio. The FDA won't decide whether Juul can keep selling its e-cigarettes. The agency will order thousands of other electronic cigarettes off the U.S. market. Stay tuned. We'll have more on that coming up on KSL News Radio. Coming up on Utah's New News, everyone has a story about where they were when the two planes hit the World Trade Center towers in 2001. We'll hear Senator Mitt Romney's next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
This breaking health news is for those with chronic lung disease or post-COVID breathing complications. There's no need to suffer any longer. True Health now has a breakthrough treatment that brings relief to damaged lungs. Be one of the first 15 people to call 385-388-0808 and receive a free consultation. This groundbreaking treatment uses the power of your own body to naturally heal and restore tissue, allowing your lungs to work the way they're supposed to. This simple office procedure requires no downtime. Be one of the first 15 people to call 385-388-0808 to receive your free consultation. Imagine living the active life you want without feeling like you're breathing through a straw. Be one of the first 15 people to call True Health at 385-388-0808 and receive a free consultation. It's time to come up for air. Call now and you can start breathing easier.
2020 sucked the joy out of me. Numb describes me emotionally. I need some Broadway from a center row seat. Pioneer is where we should meet.
PTC opens the 2021-22 season with a musical celebration of Fats Waller and Ain't Misbehavin', September 10th through the 25th. More at pioneertheater.org.
Support is provided by Dominion Energy.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. So 82% of you listening will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. 82% of you will note that if you're hiring, ZipRecruiter finds qualified people for your job. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And 82% of you will remember that you can try ZipRecruiter for free. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Are you worried Social Security will run out of money and your benefits could be drastically reduced? Learn how you could wring every nickel out of your benefits in a free report, the Social Security Decisions Guide. It's from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, a 3-time winner of Utah's Best of State Award. If you've saved more than $200,000 and have not filed for Social Security, get your free report now by calling 801-682-4448. As a bonus, you'll also receive a free customized analysis that pinpoints the optimal time to claim your benefits. To get your free report and this free customized analysis, call 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
KSL News Time, 1244. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
police are finding more evidence in the case of a murdered Moab couple. Search warrants say they found drugs in a van and a storage unit registered to the couple. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the FDA won't decide whether Juul can keep selling its e-cigarettes. The agency will seek extra time to decide on Juul, but will order thousands of other electronic cigarettes off the U.S. market. And third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
That's going to be westbound I-80, where we still have the cleanup of the earlier hazmat spill. This is at 5600 West. You are going to see backups to Bangor Highway. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunshine record heat 96. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it is 82 degrees and sunny in downtown Salt Lake City. And time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Attorney General Merrick Garland expected to hold a briefing this hour on what the Justice Department described as announcing civil enforcement action. No other details, but ABC News learning that the Justice Department could be planning to sue Texas over its controversial abortion law. ABC's Rachel Scott has more.
I just got back from Texas on the ground speaking with abortion providers. They told me that since this law went into effect, abortions in the state have all but stopped. Democrats in Congress know that they just do not have the numbers to be able to challenge this. They are still looking for ways to fight it, as Republicans across the country look for ways to replicate it.
President Biden expected to roll out new vaccination requirements later today for federal workers. That as the Delta variant fuels COVID cases nationwide. The strategy, part of a new phase to combat low vaccination rates and misinformation. First-time jobless claims last week dropping to 310,000, the lowest in the pandemic, and signs businesses are still trying to fill positions. Michelle Franz on ABC News.
And time now for the KSL In-Depth.
Utah remembers 9/11. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The attack on the Twin Towers changed America and the world when those planes struck them 20 years ago. Senator Mitt Romney was in Washington, D.C. that day and calls it an inflection point in U.S. history.
It was a wake-up for us in this country to realize that there are people in the world that want to destroy us, that see us as being the antithesis of good, and they're still there. And our lives have changed by virtue of the knowledge we have that there are people that want to attack us and to ruin our lives and to change the world and to reflect their theocracy. And it is a reality that costs us dearly in terms of treasure, but also in terms of life.
Nearly 3,000 people died on 9/11, and roughly 7,500 members of the U.S. military have died since.
Those men and women who fought to keep Afghanistan from being overrun by the Taliban and al-Qaeda, they did so with a great purpose. And the same is true with regards to Iraq and the battles against ISIS. Had ISIS been allowed to grow and metastasize further, we would have undoubtedly lost even more life.
Senator Romney says part of the Utah story in 9/11 is what happened with the Olympics.
We went out looking for volunteers. We got overwhelmed with people willing to volunteer. That was part of the spirit of 9/11. And actually, just days after 9/11, we created a small pin that you could put on that said, United We Stand. And we put those on sale, saying the proceeds would go to help with victims of 9/11 and their families. People lined up literally around the block to buy those pins and to pay a lot more for them than they were worth. There was an immediate outpouring. And I do remember when then-President Bush came into the opening ceremonies stadium, the reverence and the awe that was that he was held in just representing our country was something which was remarkable. And I remember the French team came in holding little French flags on one side and American flags on the other.
Senator Romney says 9/11 made the fate of the 2002 games uncertain, but they were ultimately carried out safely. You've been listening to the KSL In Depth at 15 and 45. Ricky Meese is in now. Ricky, how are those roads looking?
We still have some backups on I-80. This is going to be westbound. As you're going from Bangor Highway over to 5600 West, this is due to an earlier hazmat spill where crews remain at that ramp at 5600 West to get this cleaned up. We really thought it was going to be cleared by now, but it is starting to back up traffic in the area. So just use a little caution. We also have a new accident. This is eastbound on the 21st South Freeway to go southbound on I-215's West Belt. You're going to see those vehicles moved over to both the left and right shoulders. The kids are back in school, and Skinny Utah would like to help get your health and weight back in order. Get 25% off in September. Start today at skinnyutah.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman has our 7-day forecast.
96 in the sunshine today. There'll be a record if we get there. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, only 92. And then scattered thunderstorms for Friday afternoon and evening. More storms in the works for Saturday, and it's cooler, the high only 85. Sunshine on Sunday, a nice one up to 86. Oh, it's going to be nice next week. Sunshine Monday, 85. 84 Tuesday with more sunshine, and then 83. That's going to be it on Wednesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now it's 82 degrees and sunny in downtown Salt Lake City. And coming up, some zebras on the loose in Maryland.
It is difficult for me to be out of a truck and to trust others to do my work at my clients' homes for me. Before techs can wear a Whipple Service Champions uniform, they must go through an extensive onboarding process, including learning the Whipple way, which is our unique way of serving. Voted best place to work, it's good business to treat team members like we treat our best customers. Want to see a Whipple Service Champion in action? Take $100 off any service, repair, or replacement of $300 or more. If it's in your home, we can do it. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, and drain cleaning. I know it's true. Our technicians will do a much better job for you than I ever could as one guy in a truck. With the help of our Whipple systemized approach, call takers, dispatchers, installation coordinators, office staff, and inventory system, you'll get fast, hassle-free service. Call Whipple Service Champions at 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
You may not have heard the term fiduciary, but if you're working with a financial professional, it's important to know what a fiduciary means. A fiduciary, per license, has the duty to put the client's best interest first. In other words, your interests over our own. My name is Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and as a fiduciary, we must choose the best investment product available and have reasonable basis for that advice. Most financial professionals are simply paid a commission for selling you a product. Trajan Wealth is fee only, which means we're paid a low, flat fee, and that gives us incentive to grow your portfolio because our interests are aligned. If you're working with someone who is more interested in selling you a product or seems more interested in making a quick commission, then call me, Jeff Jr., and our team of fiduciaries at Trajan Wealth. 801-899-7600. 801-899-7600. Or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy. It got so bad, I couldn't do my homework. I couldn't concentrate. I absolutely refused to let any of my friends come to our house for any reason. I would have been humiliated if anyone found out how much my dad drank and how loud my mom screamed at him. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful. The only thing that happened is my mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. Her relationship with my dad really changed. I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Al-Ateen. I wanted to see if I could have a better relationship with my dad. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-Al-Anon or go to alanon.org.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
With everything going on, there may be times you feel like you can't handle it all. Journaling, meditating, and talking with friends and family can help you feel more grounded and better able to cope. Your kids are also going through a lot of new experiences, and simply talking with them about their feelings can be quite powerful.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
KSL News Time, 12:54. Some zebras were on the loose in Maryland.
What a sight in a neighborhood of Prince George's County, Maryland, outside D.C.
I thought it was a deer for about 3 seconds, and then I noticed it was actually a zebra.
Sightings by Layla Curling and her neighbors that many couldn't believe. Multiple striped zebras trotting through their neighborhood, 5 out of 39 in all, recently delivered to a nearby farm and somehow escaping. But Layla's mom didn't buy it.
She said I was crazy and stuff.
And the zebras still haven't been caught. Authorities working on a plan to capture the wayward animals in a case that's black and white. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Black and white. Get it? I love it. Watching Utah's Money Now, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Amazon will now offer to pay some of its employees' full college tuition bill. 750,000 hourly employees are eligible starting January of 2022. KSL Drive's, the Chevy Bolt woes continue. GM will extend a shutdown of its Michigan plant by 2 weeks. The carmaker says it's a result of a battery pack shortage. Taco Bell wants you to send back your used sauce packets so it can recycle them. All you have to do is sign up for a TerraCycle account, collect empty sauce packets in a recyclable container, print a free shipping label from TerraCycle's website, and ship the box back via UPS. I know I have a lot of those at my house. Your money at this moment. The Dow is down 99 points right now, sitting at 34,930. The S&P is down 11 points. The NASDAQ is off 6 points. A community in Central Texas is trying to woo Samsung to its town.
Taylor, Texas is hoping to add tens of thousands to its current population of 17,000 and is offering massive tax incentives to Samsung if the South Korean electronics giant builds its $17 billion factory in Taylor. Mayor Brant Rydell.
It opens up a world of opportunity for new businesses in Taylor, for our residents, for our kids.
But Little Taylor, Texas has some stiff competition, including from an established technology hub 33 miles away, Austin, Texas. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Hi, this is Derek Overstreet, president of the New Millennium Group and co-host of Stop Working, Start Living with KSL News Radio. Can you imagine what your life would be like if you could retire 3 to 5 years earlier than you thought possible? The things you could do, the loved ones you could spend time with, the memories that you could create. That's what our team at the New Millennium Group does. We'll walk you through the entire process every step of the way. If you'd like to get a copy of the 5-step proprietary plan that will help you retire 3 to 5 years sooner than you thought possible, give us a shout right now. 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370 or utahsfinancialplanner.com. Listen, most of our listeners right now have a tax problem, not a money problem. There's not enough money in Social Security, Medicare as it is. Let us show you how you can significantly reduce your taxes. That's 888-999-6370, 888-999-6370, or utahsfinancialplanner.com.
I had my weekly check-in call with Soda a couple of days ago, and in that conversation, I was talking about my new granddaughter, who's 2 months old. My nutritionist said, your granddaughter is only going to know you like this.
Oh, that's a good thing.
And I was so excited because what is this? Well, I've dropped 88 pounds of fat weight. It's gone. It's that terrible weight you want to get rid of, and it's gone. And it's all because of Soda. I love it. You got to check it out. I feel amazing. It's an endless process of possibilities with Soda.
I know you've dropped 88 pounds, Scott, and I know I've dropped 70 pounds doing this whole thing in the last 16 weeks, but it still amazes me when you tell me that, and I feel amazing every day. I love being able to check in. The nutritionists and the coaches at Soda really talk with us and go, and they're just like, hey, keep it up. Let's talk about what's working for you, what's not. Let's go through the program and stick to it. When you stick to it, you're going to have results. That's what we've had. 4 pounds a week of fat loss for me, more than 5 pounds a week of fat loss for Scott. Go to SodaWeightLoss.com.
KSL's Unrivaled is proud to present the Tour de Fans, presented by General RV, the nation's largest family-owned RV dealer. Join us as we hit the road during the college football season, broadcasting live all over northern Utah. And when you catch us live, not only can you check out a luxury RV from General RV, you'll also get a chance to win tickets to BYU's next home game. To find us, follow KSL Unrivaled on Facebook or visit KSLNewsRadio.com. It's the Tour de Fans from General RV and KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together. Let's go now to Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Delays westbound I-80 from Bangor Highway over to 5600 West, where we had an earlier hazmat spill that needed to be cleaned up. That's going to add an extra 5, maybe even 10 minutes to get through that stretch. And it's definitely the right lane that is stopped compared to the left lane that's moving a little better. We also have an accident eastbound on the 21st South Freeway at the ramp to go to southbound I-215's West Belt. Get 0% APR on balance transfers and purchases up to 6 months, plus low rates and rewards with a new credit card from Cypress Credit Union. For details, visit cypresscu.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And our high today will be 96. Lots of sunshine. Could see a record high for today. A little bit cooler tomorrow with a high of 92. Then some storms possible for Saturday. We dip into the mid-80s. We stay in those mid-80s through Sunday and into the middle of next week. Coming up, Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson, 1 to 3 every afternoon here on KSL News Radio.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.